On.
I see the servants have gone out into the highways and hedges and the woods here and brought in some more people.
我看见那个妇人有出去到街上带进更多的人进来。
Now if we could just have some light up here, I think I could read the Bible.
如果我们把这边的灯给它打开的话, 也许读圣经可以读得比较清楚一点。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 3.
请大家翻到撒母耳记上第三章。
We're speaking this morning of Samuel's consecration and the reviving of the house of God.
今天早上我们要讲到撒母耳的奉献还有神家中的复兴。
I want to begin to read from verse 1.
从第一节开始。
1 Samuel chapter 3, beginning in verse 1.
撒母耳记第三章从第一节开始。
Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord before Eli, and word from the Lord was rare in those days, and visions were infrequent.
童子撒母耳在 以利面前侍奉耶和华，当那些日子，耶和华言语稀少，不常有默示。
It happened at that time as Eli was lying down in his place. Now his eyesight had begun to grow dim and he could not see well.
一日以利睡卧在自己的地方，他眼目昏花，看不分明。
And the lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was.
神的灯在神耶和华殿内约柜那里还没有熄灭，撒母耳已经睡了。The
Lord called Samuel, and he said, Here I am.
耶和华呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳说，我在这里。Then
he ran to Eli and said, Here I am, for you called me. But he said, I did not call you, lie down again. So he went and lay down.
就跑到以利那里说，你呼唤我，我在这里。以利回答说，我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。他就去睡了。
The Lord called yet again Samuel, so Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, Here I am, for you called me. But he answered, I did not call, my son, lie down again.
耶和华又呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起来到以利那里说，你呼唤我，我在这里。以利回答说，我的儿，我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。Now
Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor had the word of the Lord yet been revealed to him.
那时撒母耳还未认识耶和华，也未得耶和华的默示。
So the Lord called Samuel again for the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, Here I am, for you called me. And Eli discerned that the Lord was calling the boy.
耶和华第三次呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起来到以利那里说，你又呼唤我，我在这里。以利才明白是耶和华呼唤童子。And
Eli said to Samuel, Go lie down, and it shall be if he calls you that you shall say, Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Samuel went and laid down in his place.
因此以利对撒母耳说，你仍去睡吧。若再呼唤你，你就说耶和华啊，请说，仆人静听。撒母耳就去仍睡在原处。Then
the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, Speak, for your servant is listening.
耶和华又来站着，像前三次呼唤说，撒母耳啊，撒母耳啊。撒母耳回答说，请说，仆人静听。
And the Lord said to Samuel, Behold, I'm about to do a thing in Israel at which both ears of everyone who hears it will tingle.
耶和华对撒母耳说, 我在以色列中必行一件事, 叫听见的人都必耳鸣。
Verse 19.
19节.
Thus Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall.
撒母耳长大了，耶和华与他同在，使他所说的话一句都不落空。All
Israel from Dan even to Beersheba knew that Samuel was confirmed as a prophet of the Lord.
从但到别示巴，所有的以色列人都知道耶和华立撒母耳为先知。And
the Lord appeared again at Shiloh, because the Lord revealed himself to Samuel at Shiloh by the word of Jehovah.
耶和华又在示罗显现，因为耶和华将自己的话默示撒母耳。Thus
the word of Samuel came to all Israel.
撒母耳就把这话传遍以色列地。
Then we want to turn to Habakkuk.
我们请大家翻到哈巴谷书。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Habakkuk is in that part of the Bible that's still nice and clean.
哈巴谷书就是在我们圣经里面不常摸的那一部分。
You may have to separate the pages to get to chapter 2.
这个页它可能那个还连在一块儿，还没有打开过。
I will stand on my guard post and station myself on the rampart. I will keep watch to see what he will speak to me and how I may reply when I am reproved.
第二章第一节，我要站在守望所，立在望楼上观看，看耶和华对我说什么话，我用什么话向他诉冤。
Then the Lord answered me and said, Record the vision and inscribe it on tablets, that the one who reads it may run, for the vision is yet for the appointed time. It hastens toward the goal. It will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it. It will certainly come. It will not delay.
他对我说，将这末世明明地写在板上，使读的人容易读，因为这末世有一定的日期，快要应验，并不虚谎。虽然迟延，仍要还要等候，因为必然临到，不再迟延。
And then, of course, Habakkuk saw the vision.
当然，哈巴谷看见这个异象。
And it led him to pray this simple prayer.
使得他祷告，做一个这个简单的祷告。
In chapter 3 and verse 2.
在第三章第二节。
Lord, I have heard the report about you, and I fear. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years.In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy.
耶和华，我听见你的名声就惧怕。耶和华，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为，在这些年间显明出来，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。
And then finally to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
最后我们再翻到罗马书第十二章第一节和第二节。
These familiar verses regarding consecration.
这对我们来说是关乎奉献非常熟悉的经文。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.So that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
May we have one further word of prayer?
我们再一点祷告。
O Holy Spirit, you are the fire of God.
O 圣灵啊，你乃是神的烈火。
When you come upon us, we live in victory and vision.
当你降在我们身上的时候，我们就活在这个得胜的里面，我们就活在这个异象当中。
O Lord, fall upon us.
O 主啊，今天就降到我们身上。
Fill the hearts of thy people.
然后充满你自己百姓的心。
And kindle afresh the fire of thy love.
再把我们向着你爱火被点燃起来。
We can only truly be yours in first love.
我们唯有在那起初的爱中，我们才能真实是属你的。
We can only truly be yours when we have an ear to hear what the Spirit says.
唯有我们有耳能够听圣灵所要说的话，我们才能真的成为你的。
Oh Lord, circumcise our hearts.
哦主啊，在我们心中行割礼。
We draw near to you in this retreat for these days.
哦，在这个。特会的期间，我们来到你的跟前。
We know that you are working in our midst.
我们知道你在我们当中做工。
Oh, bring us to another level.
带到我们更上一层。
Bring us to another level of life.
让我们进到更深的生命的里面。
That we might not only be faithful as servants.
不仅我们能够成为一个忠心的仆人。
But that we may serve your purpose in this generation.
我们能够在这世代中能够服侍你的旨意。
These things we humbly pray.
在这些我们谦卑地在你面前祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
We are in the time of God's moving.
我们在一个神要往前的一个时代的里面。
What time is it for you?
在这个时间对我们来说是什么样一个情况？
Is it a time of preparation?
是一个我们是一个预备的阶段吗？
Is it a time of presentation?
是一个线上的阶段吗？
Is it a time of consummation?
还是一个归结的一个阶段？
Consecration involves all three of these elements.
在奉献这个点上包括这三个元素。
We must be prepared as a sacrifice.
我们必须要预备成为一个祭物。
Only the gospel of the finished work of Christ on his cross can prepare us to be a holy sacrifice.
唯有主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩能够使我们预备成为一个祭物。
Even now the Holy Spirit is in our midst preparing and sanctifying us.
就在现在圣灵就在我们当中做预备并且做洁净的工作。
The Spirit will never rest until he brings us into the fullness of God as a body of people.
唯有神不会圣灵不会停止工作唯有当他把神的子民能够完全带到神的跟前。
And so much of our time is spent as the Holy Spirit prepares and plows and plants and grows.
所以我们很多聚在神跟前的时候正是圣灵在我们当中做那犁地做那浇灌并且做那生长的工作。
But then there are moments in the history of God's people to present ourselves as a living sacrifice to God.
也在这个历史里面，我们看见神的子民把他们自己献在神的跟前，成为活祭。
So after preparation, there is presentation.
所以在那预备的阶段之后，有一个献上。
Paul says here, present your bodies a living sacrifice.
保罗在这边说要献上自己当作活祭。
Much of the preparation takes place in our heart.
很多这预备的工作是在我们心里面。
But you notice consecration is not of our heart.
可是我们知道这奉献不仅仅是我们心的奉献。
Consecration is a presentation outwardly of our body.
而奉献乃是我们把我们自己的身体献上。
Because there's a work to be done.
因为在这个有一个工作必须要完成。
And if we have been properly prepared,
如果我们曾经被适当的预备过
We are allowed to present ourselves unto God.
我们就能够把我们自己献给神。
And then of course it's up to God to consume us by His Spirit.
那接下来就是看神借着他的圣灵能够在我们身上行悦纳的工作。
Only God can do that.
唯有神能够这么做。
We must wait before Him.
我们必须在他面前等候。
We remember the 120 remained in the upper room and they prayed and were brought together in one accord.
我们记得这个120个圣徒他们在那个二楼的小屋里面在那边等候直到圣灵把他们带到成为一个身体。
And they prayed, and they must have prayed, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth.
他们一定在那边祷告说哦主啊愿你的国降临愿你的旨意行在地上。
Then on the day of Pentecost, the fire fell.
那在五旬节的时候圣灵就降下。
And they were consecrated.And began to see the church be built by the gospel.
那他们就被在那个时候就奉献，然后在各地传扬福音，使得教会得建立。
So in the life of the church, there are these special moments.
所以在这个教会的生活里面有一个特别的一个时刻。
But these moments can never come unless we individually are prepared and presented before God.
唯有我们个人在主的跟前有这样子的预备并且献上这一个时刻才会来到
That moment of presentation is a moment of an exchange of power
在那个献上的这个时刻所代表的乃是一个能力的交换
If you know the gospel of his exchanging mercies in Romans chapter 6, 7 and 8
如果我们看见在罗马书六七八章里面所讲到这个圣那个恩典那个交换的恩典的话
，You know that that exchanging process involves three things.
我们知道在这个交换的过程里面包含了三件事情。
First of all, it's all in Romans 6.
第一个是在罗马书第六章。
In verse 6, it says, knowing that your old man has been crucified.
第六节讲到说因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
There is a revealed knowledge that comes to us when we realize, ah, I've been crucified with Christ.
在那边有一个开启的一个真理，让我们真实知道我已经与基督同钉十字架。
And then out of that knowing, there comes in verse 11, the reckoning ourselves as dead unto sin, but alive unto God.
那因为有这个第六节的这个知道，然后就有第十一节的那个算。
Reckoning means we begin to act out of that which we know to be true.
那算我们自己向着自己死，向着神是活的，是乃是基于我们所知道的。
When you realize you've been crucified with Christ and now you live in His resurrection life.
我们知道我们已与基督同定十字架，如今我们就靠着那个复活的生命而活。
Now you go to the bank with the checkbook of Jesus.
然后我们就看到我们那个支票本的后面。
His unlimited life.
我们就看见那个它里面有无限的无穷的生命。
And the Greek word reckoning means you begin to account.
在那个希腊文里面讲到这个算，就实际上是讲到那个会计里面的那个算法。
You begin to account on the fact of His life being in you.
我们必须要算是按基于这个事实，他在我们里面的生命。
He says, "In the bank, I have put $1,000,000 worth of life in there for you."
主耶稣这边讲说，在银行你的账户里面，我已经摆了100万这样价值的生命。
Now nobody here believes He really gave us $1,000,000.
也许我们在这边不真的相信说有人给我们这100万。
So we go to the 7-Eleven.
所以我们就到这个 7-Eleven 这个便利店。
And we order one thing of gum for 85 cents.
所以我们就买了口香糖 85 cent.
We write a check for 85 cents.
我们就写了一张支票 85 分。
And the man takes it and he checks it and it's cleared. We say, we have 85 cents.
当那个人收了支票，然后发现可以用的时候，我们才发现我们原有85分钱。
Well, our faith may be small, but at least we wrote the check, reckoning on the money being there.
虽然我们的信心是小的，可是当我们有这个举动的时候，我们就发现我们真的是有这样子的实际。
Oh, the Lord wants you to write much bigger checks on His account.
可是主要我们所做的乃是在他给我们的户头里面，我们开更大的支票。
But you have begun to reckon on the exchange life.
我们开始要算，是按照这个生命。
And you find the fruit of that life.
我们就看到这个生命的果子。
But then after knowing and after reckoning, there comes presenting.
那在这个知道，在这个算之后，乃是献上。
This word here in Romans 12, present yourselves, has its history in Romans 6.
在罗马书12章里面讲的这个献上，乃是根据于第6章里面这个历史。
Now you know your old man's dead.
我们知道我们的旧人已经死了。
You know your new man's alive.
我们知道我们的新人是活的。
What do you do?
那我们该做什么呢?
You present your members of your body as instruments of the new man in righteousness to serve God.
我们就把我们这一个肢体献给神，成为这个义的器具。
What happens when we present ourselves?
我们献上自己会发生什么事?
Do you think there's no transaction that takes place?
你相信在那边没有，难道没有什么交易进行吗?
Oh, there's a tremendous transaction.
在那边有一个非常大的交易在进行着。Paul
says through Romans chapter 6,
保罗在罗马书第6章里面这么说,
we really have no freedom at all.
我们实际上没有自由的,
except we can decide who to present ourselves to.
我们唯一的自由是我们有这个权利来决定我们把我们自己献给谁。
Now you know, we Americans, we like to think we're free, we're free.
那美国人很常常希望说，知道自己是自由人。
Paul's gospel says we're slaves, we're slaves.
那保罗的那个福音里面讲说我们是奴仆，我们是奴隶。
But we do have the free will to decide who to be a slave of.
可是我们有这样子的自由意识，能够决定我们做谁的奴仆。
Now before we were saved, we used to be the slave of sin and unrighteousness.
在我们没有得救之前，我们是做罪和不义的奴仆。
We would just get up in the morning, and because we were sinners, we say, "Here, handcuff me. Sin, unrighteousness, I'm your slave today."
我们早上起来，因为我们是罪人，所以我们就对罪和不义说，你来用手铐来铐住我。
And our bodies live for sin.
然后我们的身体就为这而活。
Ah, but now we know. We are dead to that.
可是我们现在知道，我们向着这些是死的。We're
alive to Christ.
我们向着基督是活的。Now
we take our bodies, present them to God.
所以我们就把我们的身体献给神。This
is not a neutral presentation.
这不是一个中立的一个献。Because
the fact of our slavery becomes very plain.
因为这个奴隶这件事情是非常真实的。
If you present yourself to God, He takes you and keeps you that day.
如果我们把我们自己献给神，神那个时候就接受了，并且抓住我们。
I present myself to God as a servant of God today. He keeps you, He takes you, He empowers you to do that.
当我们把我们自己献给神做奴仆仆人的时候，神在那个时候就抓住我们，并且给我们能力。
Just like sin used to take you and empower you, now God takes you and empowers you.
就好像过去罪在我们身上抓住我们，并且让我们能够陷在罪中，如今神也抓住我们，并且使我们有能力。
Now if Paul were here today,
那保罗这个时候,
he would say this process of presentation is just like when I talked last night about the car wash.
他如果保罗今天在向我们说的话，他说这一个线上就好像昨天所用这个洗车的比喻。
Because when we present ourselves to God, we allow God to hook His chain on our car and pull us toward Himself.
当我们把我们自己献给神的时候，我们就容许神把他的那个钩子挂在我们的车上，把我们拖向他。
And unless you take back your presentation,
除非我们把我们所献上的再拿回来,
that day you walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh.
从那一天开始，我们就靠圣灵而行，不再靠着肉体而行。
Have you presented yourself this morning?
我们今天早上有没有将我们自己献给神呢？
But it's got to be based on knowing.
可是必须要基于这个知道。
Got to be based on reckoning.
必须要基于这个算。
Did you present yourself this morning?
我们今天早上有没有献给神？
Then he's already pulling you by his chain to himself.
如果有的话，他现在就用他的链子把我们拉向他自己。
Now the Lord wants to do that in a larger way. Among us as an assembly of His people.
而神要做的呢，是做的更大，是对着一个团体来做。
Because the work of God is dependent upon Him finding an assembly bound together and presented to Him.
那因为神所要做工的那个根基呢，是愿意能够得着一个聚集，成为一体献给他。
This amazing transaction of consecration.
在那一个奉献里面有一个非常奇妙的一个交易进行着。
It involves us being in the same place.
那里面所讲到说是聚在一个地方。
It involves us being in one accord.
在里面讲到说有同一个心智。
It involves us presenting ourselves to Him.
在里面讲到说呢，是把我们自己来献给他。
So that His fire can fall upon us.
使得他的火能够降在我们当中。
Why is the Lord pressing us by the Spirit for consecration?
为什么神在这个点上面要叫我们讲到这个奉献？
Is it just for our personal lives?
是单单为着我们个人的生活吗?
Certainly this is important.
当然这是非常重要的。
But there's a greater matter involved.
可是在这边有更大的一件事。
There's the fulfillment of His purpose and the recovery of His work at stake.
乃是讲到说他完成他的目的并且恢复他的工作。
Here we're looking at the life of Samuel.
当我们看见撒母耳的生活,
we see he had a heart for God.
我们看见他向着主有一个心。
You know, I travel often among Chinese brothers and sisters.
我常常在 中国的弟兄姊妹中间出入。
And I find the Chinese brothers and sisters, they have a very large heart, an enlarged heart for God.
我看见中国的弟兄姊妹常常向着主有一个很大的心。
But sometimes they come short of presentation and consummation.
可是好像常常落在这个 线上还有最后这个火降下来这个点上面有一点的缺失。
This love for God doesn't move from the heart to the body.
好像这一个心里面的爱没有办法传递到这个身体上。
But consecration involves the body out in the open before God.
而这个奉献是包括了我们这个身体在是一个公开的见证。
Now Samuel, we see the first consecration before us.
我们看见这个撒母耳先看见在他身上这个奉献。He
had a heart for God.
他向着神有一颗心。We'll
talk about that.
我们待会会谈到。But
what was needed was,
可是所需要的是,
eyes to see vision.
他的眼要能够看见异象。A
voice to speak as a prophet.
他有一个声音，有一个先知的声音。Oh,
God wants us to consecrate ourselves so from our heart, He can take our voice and our eyes.
神在我们身上做这个奉献的工作，使得我们能够得着我们的眼睛，得着我们的口。So
I read the Habakkuk.
所以我们刚刚读到哈巴谷书。
What a dear prophet.
是何等样一个亲可爱的一个先知。
He was the eyes for Israel.
他是在以色列人做眼睛的。
But God was about to move in a big way.
神在那边要即将要有一个非常大的行动。
And Habakkuk's eyes were not equipped to understand what God was doing.
哈巴谷的眼睛不太能够明白神所要做的。
You remember the first thing God said to Samuel?
我们记得 神第一件事情向着撒母耳所说的是什么吗？
We just read it.
我们刚刚读过。
When I show you what I'm going to do, your ears will tingle.
神说，如果我要让你看见我所要做的话，你这耳都会这边发震。
Because nobody has thought God would move this way.
因为没有人能够预料到神会如此做工。
This is the same situation with Habakkuk.
这是哈巴谷处在同样一个情况里。
He looks and sees the Babylonians beginning to capture Judah and take them away to captivity.
哈巴谷那边看见巴比伦帝国来到这边把犹太人掳掠了。
So he climbs up on the tower.
所以他这边来到一个 塔上。
God, I see this, but I don't understand. I don't understand.
他说，神啊，我看见这个，可是我不明白，我不明白。
God said, if I told you what I am doing,
神说，如果我告诉我所要做的，
Your ears would tingle.
你的耳会发震。
How God's people need eyesight, vision.
神的百姓何等需要这个眼光，能够看见这个异象。
When they don't have it,
当他们没有的时候，
they are in a sorry condition.
他们就落在一个非常可悲的一个光景里。
Judah was in a pitiful condition of blindness.
犹大在那个时候是落在一个黑暗的光景。
So Habakkuk said, I'm going to stand on this watchtower and watch until I gain some vision.
所以哈巴谷说，我要站在这个守望台上面，直到我能够看见异象。
And he watched and God gave him vision.
他在那边守望着，神就把这个异象赐给他。
And he prayed, he said, Oh God, revive thy work in the midst of the years.
他就在神的跟前祷告说，愿神啊，你在这个世代里面做你复兴的工作。
And in thy wrath,Remember mercy.
在你的愤怒中，请记得怜悯。
Those who have vision see the mercy of God, even working severely among His children, but only to recover them and revive the work.
唯有那些得着异象的人，能够在看见神这个愤怒的审判中，仍然看见怜悯，并且看见神背后的目的呢，是要恢复他的工作。
Now, with this in mind, we go and look at this simple story of Samuel you all know very well.
那我们先有这样子的意念，然后我们再来看撒母耳的生活。这个故事我们大家都非常清楚。
Why does God press upon people this need for corporate consecration?
为什么神把这样子的负担摆在我们当中，要得着一个团体的奉献？
It's His sovereign response to the decline of the church.
这乃是因着神教会的堕落，神那边主宰的一个反应。
Now I know that many of you are very large-hearted about the church.
也许我知道，在我们当中有许多人向着教会有带着一个很大的心愿。
Indeed, we love all of God's people.
的确，我们爱所有属神的儿女。
There's many, many churches, even in the state of Washington.
就在这个华盛顿州里面，我们就看到有许许多多的教会。
We say, oh, what's the difference? This brand and is that brand? Well, God doesn't care. He loves all His people.
然后我们也许就说，这些教会有什么差别呢？有这个有那个，那神都爱他的百姓。
Oh, we're all very charitable about the church.
我们对这个教会，我们都好像带着一个非常。
But the church is in a great state of tragedy today.
可是我们却看见教会是处在一个非常悲哀的一个光景里。
Just recently, I've been fellowshipping with some people who have split away from what we used to be called the local church, and they're spinning out of control with no understanding of what to do.
在最近，我才和一些弟兄们交通，这些弟兄刚从那个地方教会里面分出来。
We're looking at the church that now is becoming a Walmart church.Where mega churches are growing and little churches are closing.
我们看见今天的教会好像是变成一个大的教会，像沃尔玛一样，大的教会就越来越兴旺，小的教会就到最后就关门。
But to the Lord, there's a great tragedy in the church today.
可是对神来说，教会呢是处在一个非常可悲的光景里。
And I know that you're very charitable about all that's going on today.
我们也许对现在所发生的一些事情我们非常有爱心。
But if you would have the burden of the Lord for His church, then you need to see what He sees.
如果我们有从神来的向着他自己教会的负担，我们应该看见神所看见。
Why is there need for vision?
为什么需要这个异象？
Back there in 1 Samuel chapter 3, let's just reread a few verses at the beginning of chapter 3.
我们再翻到撒母耳记第三章, 我们再读, 刚才读过的几段经文。
And chapter 3 of 1 Samuel and verse 1, Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord before Eli, and word from the Lord was rare in those days, and visions were infrequent.
第一节,童子撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华,当那些日子耶和华的言语稀少,不常有默示。The
picture we have of the situation in the church today is the picture of the house of God here in Samuel's day.
我们现在教会的光景,给我们看见的图画,就好像当时在撒母耳时代这个神的家的情况一样。
Now the tabernacle had been pitched in semi-permanent fashion at Shiloh.
在会幕的时候，在用一种半永远存在的状态里面，在示罗那边被支搭起来。
And people used to go there and offer their sacrifices and receive vision from the Lord.
人们到那边献祭物，并且从那边得着神来的意象。
What is vision?
意象是什么？
It's seeing things from God's point of view.
意象乃是我们看事物是从神的观点来看。
Vision is not just seeing some kind of, vision about your own personal life.
意象不是好像看到我们能够看见预知我们自己的未来。
Vision is seeing the state of things from God's point of view.
意象乃是看见我们现在所处的光景，可是从神的眼光来看。
Now, if you see the church today from God's point of view, you must weep for the church.
如果我们从神的眼光来看我们现在教会的光景的话，我们一定要哭泣。
It's an absolute tragedy.
是一个完全的一个悲剧。
It's Laodicean.
是老底嘉。
Now I'm talking about the church as a whole.
我这边来讲是整体的教会。
Absolutely lukewarm.
是不冷不热。
People don't know their right hand from their left.
人不能分辨自己的右手和左手。
You remember last night we read Timothy's, 2 Timothy.
我们记得我们昨天晚上读到提摩太后书。
We saw Paul's exhortation to Timothy.
我们看见保罗向着提摩太的一个劝勉。
I'm sure you studied the nature of the church in Timothy.
我们如果读到在提摩太时代这个教会的性质。
But this is a very important study for those who want to understand the state of the church today.
就是这对我们能够明白现在教会的光景是一个非常重要的认识。
Let's just take a moment to look at God's definition of the church.
我们大家来看一看神心中所要的教会。
This is found in 1 Timothy chapter 3.
这在提摩太前书第三章。
Just in a couple of verses.
几段的经文。
Paul just expressing to Timothy God's definition of the church.
保罗在那边向提摩太传讲神所定义的这个教会。
Let's just look at verses 14, 15, and 16.
3章14到16节。
I am writing these things to you, hoping to come to you before long, but in case I am delayed, I write so that you will know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God, which is the pillar of the living God. The church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth.
14-15节，我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。倘若我单言日久，你可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是神永生神的教会真理的柱石和根基。
And then we'll just note the beginning of verse 16. By common confession, great is the mystery of godliness.
在第十六节的刚开头这一段，大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为之。Now
that's the definition of the church, simply put.
这乃是简单的把，这可以说是一个简单教会的定义。Now
when we go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, which we read last night,
我们再翻到提摩太后书第二章，我们昨天晚上读过。We
just read a few verses, verses 19 through 21.
19节到21节。
Nevertheless, the firm foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his, and everyone who names the name of the Lord is to abstain from wickedness.
然而神坚固的根基立住了，上面有印记说，主认识谁是他的人，又说，凡称呼主名的总要离开不义。Now
in a large house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood and earthenware, some to honor, some to dishonor.
在大户人家不但有金器银器也有木器瓦器有作为贵重的 有作为卑贱的。
Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he'll be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work.
人若自洁脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
Now, the church as it exists today is in one of these two forms.
神的教会现今存在着，好像在这两个情况里面。
In 1 Timothy chapter 3, we have the church in its true essence.
我们在提摩太前书第三章里面看见这个神所要得着这个教会真实的光景。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2, we have the church in its decline.
那在提摩太后书第二章里面看见这个堕落的教会。
Now, I can come back some other time and we can talk about this some more, but I just show you the contrast. Very simple.
也许我们以后有机会再多说，不过现在我们可以看见这两个彼此之间非常明显的对照。
In 1 Timothy chapter 3, the church is called simply the church of the living God because he is there.
在提摩太第三章里面讲到说，这乃是永生神的教会，因为神在那里。
There's no need for brand name.
在那个地方不需要特别其他的名称。
It's God's church.
这里面就是神的教会。
It's not Luther's church. It's not Wesley's church.
这不是信义会，也不是路德会。
It's not the Pentecostal's church.
也不是五旬节会。
It's just God's church.
这里面讲到说乃是神的教会。
Church of the living God.
永生神的教会。
Not just the God we talk about, but the living God is there.
不是我们平常讲的那个神，而是神自己就在教会当中。
But when the church is in decline in 2 Timothy chapter 2,
可是当我们看见教会堕落的时候，就好像在提摩太后书第二章里面。
How do we define the church?
我们怎么看见这个教会呢？
Large house.
这边讲说大户人家。
No more the house of God. Now, large house.
这边不再是永生神的家，乃是大户人家。
Actually, in Greek, it's mega house.
在那个希腊文原文里面就是一个很大的一个家。
The church is defined in terms of size.
在这个教会里面就以它的这个大小来做衡量。
And actually the church is defined in terms of the vessel that leads the church.
而这个教会呢是乃是按着他们这个带领教会这些的器皿而定义的。
Now, thank God there's golden vessels.
感谢主那边有金器。
Thank God there's silver vessels.
也有银器。
But there's also some wooden ones.
可是也有木器。
Not so good.
不是特别好。
And when you look across the globe at the church today, the majority of the churches are the large house.
如果我们看见全球教会的话，很多的教，大部分的教会都是这个大户人家。
It's no longer God's house, it's so, Pastor so-and-so's house.
不再是神的家，而是某某牧师他的家。
Already declined.
已经堕落了。
Furthermore, the house of God, there has to be conduct in the house of God.
神的家的必须是为着神的家。
Why?
为什么?
Because there's a pillar and support of the truth. There is light of the truth standing in the midst of the house.
因为在那边有真理的柱石，在那边这个真理的柱石乃是支撑着神的家。
Now anybody who comes in the house, this light shines on them.
当神人来到神的家的时候，在那边有看见真理的亮光。
If their conduct is inappropriate, they're immediately reproved by the Holy Spirit.
如果他们的行为是不合宜的，他们马上在那边会被圣灵所责备。
In the large house, there's no such pillar.
在大户人家没有这样子的柱石。
Thank God there may be a golden vessel who stands as an individual testimony of truth.
感谢主，虽然说在那边仍然有金器以他个人的方式见证这个真理。
God has himself his overcomers throughout the church who stand as golden testimony to the beauty of the Lord Jesus.
在历史历代里面，神得着一些的得胜者，他们以自己来见证这个神的真理。
But there isn't that self-attesting presence of God in light in the midst.
可是缺少了神自己同在中所做出来见证的亮光。
You know, when Paul described in 1 Corinthians 14 the normal happening in the church,
在提摩太前书里面，保罗这边描述到，在神的教会里面该有。
When an unbeliever comes into the midst of the church of the living God, they sense the presence of God. They say, surely God's in this place.
当不信主的人进到教会的时候，他们察觉到神的同在，他说，原来神在这里。
But in the mega house, it's not so.
可是在大户人家却不是这样。
In the mega house, you can be anything. You can be carnal Christian, not a Christian, semi-Christian, sort of a Christian.
在大户人家里面，你可以成为各样的人，你可以是肉体的基督徒，你可以是半得救的这个或那个。
And even if you're a Christian, you can be a lukewarm Christian, a Christian under a bushel, a Christian who's disobedient. It makes no difference.
就算是我们已经是基督徒了，我们也可以成为不冷不热的基督徒，我们或者是被盖在这个我们灯不发光的基督徒。
So there's no standard.
所以这边没有一个标准。
Now, I have to make a confession.
我必须要向大家承认。
I was saved in the big house.
我是在大户人家中得救的。
And of course, from my early days, back when I had no gray hairs, I used to work with young people.
在我早期的服侍里面，当我还没有白头发的时候，我是和年轻人一起服侍。
Now I have gray hairs because I worked with young people in the large house.
我这些的白头发都是因为在大户人家服侍年轻人得来的。
Now when we had a retreat with the large house young people,
当我们有这个退休会和这个大户人家的年轻人一起聚集的时候，
we go out to some camp.
我们有一些的这个帐篷。
And we had to walk around all night long just to get the boys out of the girls' dorms, to get those people who are down by the lake to stop swimming at 2 o'clock in the morning and come back, and all night long.
我整晚就必须要把从男孩子从女生宿舍里面抓出来，或者有人就半夜去游泳把他拖回来。
They have no standard.
在这边没有标准。
And the third definition within this real house in 1 Timothy.
在看见在这个神的家里面第三个特点。
Now why do you think Paul mentions this verse 16? Great, by common confession, great is the mystery of godliness.
为什么保罗在这边做一个这边讲的说这个是神的奥秘，神的奥秘。
Now many people think he's just suddenly changed subjects.
好像在那边保罗突然转变了话题。
But this has everything to do with how we conduct ourselves in the house of the living God.
可是这和我们在神的家中里面的这个如何行是非常有关的。
What is this mystery of godliness?
这个敬虔的奥秘是什么？
In God's church, there's a great mystery.
在神的教会里面有一个极大的奥秘。
What's that mystery?
这奥秘是什么？
How can sinners live such a godly life?
这个奥秘就是为什么罪人能够活一个敬虔的生活。
Now the world can't understand that.
这个世人没有办法明白。
Now even the Jews can't understand that.
甚至犹太人也不明白。
They try to keep the law, they strive for righteousness, but then they see these simple sinners who've been transformed by the grace of God.
我们看见这个犹太人，他们试着用自己的努力来持守律法，可他们却看见这一个简单的罪人，因着救恩他有个改变。
And the real church, the church of the living God, lives out of that life of Christ within. That's the mystery of godliness.
这个真实的教会乃是让这个生命从里面活出来，这乃是敬虔的奥秘。
They minister out of the life within. That's the mystery of godliness.
他们靠着里面的生命而服侍，这乃是敬虔的奥秘。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是何等的奇妙。
But in the big house, what do you have to do?
可是在大户人家我们做什么？
If you want to live a godly life,
如果你要过个敬虔的生活，
you have to run away.
你必须要离开。
You have to cleanse yourself.
你必须要洁净自己。
You have to separate yourself.
你必须要把自己隔离起来。
And if you do that,
如果你这么做的话，
You'll be a worthy vessel.
你在那边就会成为一个宝贵的器皿。
We thank God for many brothers and sisters in the large house.
我们为着在大户人家中许多弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
Who have kept themselves pure.
他们为自己保持纯洁。
Who love the Lord God.
他们爱主他们的神。
They are part of that remnant that will receive great reward.
他们乃是那一个渔民要承接这个奖赏的那一。
But the Lord is looking for His house.
可是神所要得着乃是他的家。
Do you think the Lord likes the condition of the large house?
你们想神会因着这个大户人家的光景而满意吗？
Do you think He is so casual that He just says, "Oh, let them do what they're going to do"?
你认为神就随随便便说他们爱做什么就让他们做什么吧？
I don't mind my bride for my son being compromised and unholy. Yeah, let them do what they're going to do.
我为我儿子所预备的幸福，我不在意他做什么，怎么做都可以。
I live in Manhattan.
我住在 Manhattan.
There is a church less than 100 yards from my apartment.
在那边有一个聚会，大概离我少这个一百码。
Episcopal church.
是一个 Episcopal. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anglican. I don't know.
Okay. 安利甘教会。大公会。
They have meetings all the time representing gay pride.
他们有许许多聚会在边这个发表关于这个同性恋的权利。
They have a couple of gay ministers on their staff.
他们在这个服侍的人里面有一些是同性恋。
They have Bible studies.
他们也有查经聚会。
One time I went by and on their wall there they have posted Bible study starting Thursday night. I said, oh, I should go.
然后这边有一次我去了一边的时候，他看到这边有一个广告说，查经聚会星期三开始。
Then I looked to see what they were studying.
那我就说我应该去看看，然后再仔细看他们在查什么。
Second Esdras. You know this? It's one of the apocryphal books.
是这个伪经里面的一卷。
And then they were going to study Judith, another one.
另外一个。这个伪经里面的一
部分。To be followed by Bel and the dragon, another one.
又另外一部分。
Three books they're going to study, not one book in my Bible.
他们所要查的三卷书都不在我的圣经里面。
But they had their own Bible.
可是他们有他们自己的圣经。
And they preach whatever they want.
他们就按照他们所喜悦的来传讲。
I'm sure that there's some in there who really love the Lord.
我相信在他们里面有一些人是真实的爱主。
But I doubt there's any testimony or lampstand in that place.
可是我非常的怀疑会有任何的见证或者是有金金灯台的性质在那个地方。
Now, brothers and sisters, we must weep.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须要哀伤。
Because as long as God's people are in that condition, we are under pressure.
如果有神的儿女在量子的光景里面，我们现在就在一个压力的。
Because we belong to them and they belong to us.
因为我们属于他们，他们属于我们。
And God wants to recover this.
而神要在我们当中做恢复的工作。
But he can't recover this unless his own house is vibrant and living.
神没有办法做他恢复的工作，除非他自己的家是这是新鲜有活力的。
The world is looking for a place that's alive with the presence of God.
这个世人他们在寻找一个地方乃是充满神自己同在的。
A place that's full of joy and victory.
在那个地方充满了喜乐，充满了得胜。
A place where there's God's power very present and miraculous is happening.
在那边充满了神的同在，还有他的能力，并有一些的奇妙的事作为。
That's the normal Christian church.
那乃是正常基督徒的教会。
Oh, how the Lord needs to recover us.
神何等需要再恢复我们。
As much that's been lost in his house.
因为在他的家中有许多的失落。
But he can recover something more every time he finds a vessel presented.Do you know God's recovery work is going on today?
你知道神恢复的工作仍然在进行吗？
Down through history, he's been recovering things that were lost when the church went into darkness and compromise.
在历史历代里面，当教会的光景落入堕落、失落的时候，神就持续做他恢复的工作。
He's recovering things.
神正在恢复。
What does he want to recover right now?
他现在要恢复什么？
Do you know?
我们知道吗？
I must confess, I don't know.
我必须要承认我不知道。
But he wants to recover something more of his church.
可是神要在他教会里面多做一些恢复。
I thank God for Watchman Nee and the brothers back in China.
我为着在中国的尼托生弟兄献上感谢。
Not only did they recover the indigenous church in China.
他们不仅在中国在边恢复了这个真实的教会。
But do you think that's all that happened?
你知道，你认为那只不过是就这样子而已吗？
No, I tell you, through the work of God in recovery there, He is recovering the church around the whole world.
神借着他在中国所做的这些的恢复的工作，他如今恢复全世界的教会。
Those precious things that our brother saw many years ago are now becoming a part of the whole living church today.
我们弟兄在许多年之前所看见的宝贵的事物，如今成为所有教会里面的一个祝福。
Now God wants to recover something more.
神在做的恢复要做的更多。
What is it?
那是什么呢？
Now he needs a corporate vessel to express it.
他需要得着一个团体的器皿能够来发表。
He needs some consecrated people.
他需要一些能够奉献的子民。
Are you those people?
你是属于那些子民里面的吗？
Why have so many of you come recently even to the United States?
为什么我们这么多人最近就来到美国呢？
Do you imagine it's just for freedom, fame, and fortune?
我们来的时候是为着自由，为着财富，为着名声。
You couldn't be more wrong.
那你就大错特错。
One time I saw a vision when I was with some Chinese brethren.
有一次当我和一个中国的弟兄，我好像看见，我看见了一个异象。
I just share it with you. I can't say this is word of God for you.
我就和大家分享，我不能说这是从神来的话。
But I saw my Chinese brethren as a great pod full of seeds.
我看我这个弟兄，他乃是一个充满种子的一个器皿瓶子。
That had been transplanted to the United States.
他从那边被移到这个移种到美国。
And then God came and smashed the pod, and the seeds spread out, and the church in America was revived.
而这一个神就击打这个器皿，然后使得器皿破裂，然后这个种子散在美国各地，使得美国的聚会能够得以恢复复兴。
Now you have received many precious truths from God and been recovered to a certain degree by the grace of God.
我们已经从神那边领受真理，并且被神恢复到一定的程度。
But as long as you remain unto yourself, you're a seed.That has not fallen into the ground.
如果我们仍把这些留给我们自己的话，我们仍然是那一颗没有落在土里的种子。
Now we will talk about this evening.
我们今天晚上会讲这个点。
Because God is already blowing the seed out, and it's your young people.
而神现在已经开始要把这些种子吹散，这些种子就是你们这些年轻人。
They are the generation of purpose.
他们是一个带着目的的一个世代。
God wants to recover his house.
神要恢复他的家。
You may not know all of those American denominations and church groups around you.
也许我们对在美国这边许多的这个宗派我们并不是很明白。
But you've been sent here for their sake.
可是我们因着他的原因被差派到这里来。
May you find the grace of God to present yourself a living sacrifice for the sake of the whole church.
愿靠着主的恩典，我们能够为着神的目的，整个教会而奉献自己。
Now, of course, there's much work still to be done. Many Chinese still coming in. There's still a lot of gospel work that must be done in Mandarin.
当然有还有许多的工作必须要做，有许许多多新移民的，仍然有许多说国语的。这个福音的工作要做。
But let's never forget the difference between the gospel work to the Chinese immigrants and the church being recovered.
我们永远不要忘记这个中国的移民还有这个福音的工作，可是另外一面呢，还有神的教会。
The church can only be recovered when there is no race or any barrier to a church's full growth.
唯有在教会里面没有任何种族的分别，才能够真实进到那个丰满的成长里。
Well, now let's get back to the story of Samuel.
那我们再回到这个撒母耳的故事。
Because you see, the house of God was in a decrepit state, even as it is in this day.
我们看见在那个时候，神的家是落在一个堕落的光景，就好像现在一样。
Visions were rare. The word of God was rare.
在那时候，言语稀少，神的言语稀少，也不常有默示。
Here was the high priest, he was blind.
在那边这个大祭司呢，他是眼盲的。
What a terrible thing.
这非常可怕。
And nobody came to that house in Shiloh anymore.
再没有人来到那个示罗。
The situation is getting worse and worse because the high priest's sons were corrupt.
这个情况每况愈下，因为这个大祭司的两个儿子，他非常的败坏。
So you know, if you go to the house and you offer sacrifices, they'll say, "Give me more, give me more, give me more," and then they won't help you out and give you vision.
那当人来到这个神的家献祭的时候，这个两个儿子就说，再多给我一点，再多给我一点，可是他却不把神的默示给你。
It says in chapter 3 that the lampstand was flickering; it had not gone out yet, but the light was dim in the house of God.
在第三章他这边讲说神的灯在那里已经虽然还没有熄灭可是已经开始昏暗。
How will God revive his house?
神如何复兴他的家?
He did it through a desperate woman.
他经由一个 切盼的一个妇女。
A desperate woman and a little boy.
借着一个心里面渴慕的一个牧女妇女还有一个小童子
Oh, how great is God's sovereign work.
神的主宰的工作是何等样的奇妙
The young people bring revival to the church.
这一个年轻人把复兴带到教会
Sometimes I go to a young people's meeting where the Lord really moves and the young people consecrate themselves and are really moved.
有时候我到年轻人的聚会我们看见这些年轻人他们向着主奉献自己那神的确我的心实在受感动
But that causes the church where they return to face the greater judgment because the young people are cooled off by the assembly life
可是当这些年轻人再回到他们教会的时候却使得这些年轻人里面的心又冷淡
God revives the young people in order to bring revival to the whole church.
神复兴这些年轻人使得这个复兴能够带到整个教会里。
It's not the young people's fault that they begin to cool off.
这不是这些年轻人的错好像是他们的心冷淡。
It's the brothers and sisters at fault.
而是弟兄姊妹的错。
When the temperature is so low in the assembly that they come back and they're cooled off, there's something wrong in the assembly.
因为在这个聚集里面，这个温度是如此的低，使得这一些心中火热的年轻人回到这里面的时候，他的温度就降低了。
You can call the moving of the Lord just youthful enthusiasm.
也许您会讲到说，这个主的感动只不过是一些年轻人的冲动。
But they've met the living God.
可是他们在这边遇见了永生的神。
And then they come home and can't find the place where He is.
而他们回到家中的时候他们却不能在家中里面找到他们该站的地位
If God's going to recover his house the old need to listen to the young
如果神要恢复他的家的话这个年长的要听
The old need to be revived by the hearts of the young
这个年长的必须要被这个年轻的心所恢复
What did it say in Malachi in the end days?
在马拉基书在这个末后的世代所说的是什么呢
There would come that prophet of recovery Elijah in the name of the Lord.
他们会来到凭着以利亚的名。
And he would turn the hearts of the children to the parents.
他会使得这个儿女的心转向父母。
But then there must be the hearts of the parents turning to the young.
可是父母的心也要转向他们的儿女。
God have mercy on us.
愿神有怜悯向着我们。
If our children open up and become transparent among the adults, and the adults don't return the same transparency.
当这个年轻人转向年长的，他们心里面是透明的，这个年长的也当以一个透明的心向着他们。
I've seen so many young people groups be doused of their reviving.
我看见许多年轻的团体，他们的复兴被浇灭了。
When we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, don't you think that that won't be a stone around our neck?
当我们站在这个审判台前的时候，这将会是在我们脖子里面的这个石头。
Especially because so many of us pray for the reviving of our young people.
因为很多人，我们曾经为这个年轻人的复兴而祷告。
We should fall down with rejoicing when we hear God has done something.
我们应当当看见神所做的工作我们应该充满了喜乐
But if we're a stubborn and stiff-necked people,
如果我们是硬着颈项的百姓
and how can God revive his house?
神如何能够复兴他的家
Indeed, he will send out the young people and they'll find another place of recovery
如果这样子的话这些年轻人就被差派出去他们找另外一个地方
Now, these are serious matters
这是一个非常严肃的事情
But this is what we're faced with
这是我们目前所面对的。
God has begun a work of recovery in our day that has to do with our young people's generation.
神如今在我们这个世代里面做恢复的工作，而这些恢复的工作是从这个年轻人开始。
And we that are older need to learn how to get out of the way.
我们这些年纪大的必须要懂得如何让开。
Because God will move and He will not be denied.
因为神必须要动做工，而且他没有办法被阻止。
If you stand in your tradition.
如果我们只是留在我们的传统里
you stand in your stubborn ways,
如果我们只留在我们在硬着颈项的传统中
then God will break through you and move elsewhere.
神会把你击破并且他继续往前
God is no respecter of persons.
神对人他没有任何的顾念
He's looking for hearts today.
他在一边寻找一颗心
Desperate hearts.
那一个渴望的心
Hannah hearts.
像 Hannah 一样的心
Praying all the time.
在那边常常祷告的心
God give me a child.
他说向神祷告说神啊给我一个儿子
She was so desperate she made a deal with God.
她在那边如此的绝望，她在那边跟神办一个交涉。
Oh, God loves women who make deals.
神何等盼望跟我们和女妇女办交涉。
She was such a great worshiper.
她是一个非常好的敬拜者。
We have Hannah's song.
我们有哈拿的歌。
But she was desperate.
她是绝望的。
And one day the Lord met her.
有一天神遇见了她。
It's when she presented the right deal.
因为她在那个时候她呈现了一个对的交易。
Here's the deal.
这个就是所做的。
I want a son.
我要一个儿子。
So much that if you give me a son, I'll give him back to you.
我非常盼望得着一个儿子。如果你给我这个儿子，我就把这个儿子再归还给你。
No razor will touch his head. He'll be a Nazarite.
我不替他剪头发，他要成为一个拿撒勒人。
God said,
拿细尔。
It's a deal.
神说。就这么做。
See, Hannah wanted a child, but she was totally self-centered in her desire.
这哈拿所要的儿子不是完全为着她自己的欲望。
But when she forgot about herself,
她原先是为着自己欲望，可是当她忘记自己的时候，
she discovered a secret.
她发现了这个秘诀。
God wants a son.
神要得着一个儿子。
Even more than Hannah wants a son.
甚至比哈拿要得着这个儿子还要盼望。
He needs some vessel to revive the house.
他需要得着一个器皿能够来复兴他的家。
Therefore, I appeal right now to the mothers.
所以现在我向做母亲的。
To the women.
对做妇女身。
You know what? There has never yet been a revival and recovery of the house of God without desperate women praying.
在神的家中没有看见复兴，是因为没有这样子绝望的妇女在一边祷告。
Men like to pray about outward things, but women know the burden of God.
男人好像为一些外面的事情祷告，可是妇女姊妹们懂得神的心。
And we don't realize it, but we've got kids 5 years old, 7 years old, 10 years old, 12 years old, 14 years old, and we don't realize the warfare that we need to pray for now regarding those kids.
我们看见各样年龄的孩子们，我们却不明白现在这个属灵的征战就应当为这些孩子们祷告。
We have the privilege of seeing a generation of young people raised up in the church of the living God.
我们有这个特权看到这个孩子在永生神的家中被抚养长大。
Now that's God's seminary.
这乃是神的神学院。
You want to train people to be overcomers in the last days?
你要训练人能够在这个幕后的时代成为得胜者吗？
It's under a standard of light as the pillar in the house of God.
乃是按照这个真理的柱石的亮光。
It's observing people who live by the mystery of godliness.
乃是看见这一些人在这个敬虔的奥秘里面活着。
Our children learn more by watching than we could ever preach to them.
我们的孩子们所看见所得着的比他所听到的要得着更多。
To thank God for praying sisters.
我们感谢主为着那些祷告的姊妹们。
And I want you to pray for the young people.
我要求你们为这些年轻人祷告。
God's preparing the sacrifice.
神已经预备了奉献。
I want you to stop your foolish prayers.
我要求你们不要再做那些愚昧的祷告。
What's your foolish prayers?
愚昧的祷告是什么？
I want you to stop praying they be doctors, lawyers, engineers.
愚昧的祷告就是为祷告这孩子们将来能够成为医生律师。
Stop praying they'll have a lot of money so you can retire and live at their house.
或者祷告说他们能够有很多的钱使得我退休的时候能够住在他的房子里。
Start praying that your child would be a servant of God.
要开始要为着自己的儿女祷告使他们能够成为神的仆人。
Every one of the children, servant of God.
每一个孩子们都成为神的仆人。
Maybe I should give you understanding. I don't mean they all full-time servants.
我这边所讲的并不是说他每个人都要成为全时间的工人。
Then you would all be very poor.
这样大家都会变得很穷。
No. God wants servants of God who are doctors, but they serve God.
他可以是医生，可是他们却服侍神。
Lawyers who serve God, 100%.
他们虽然是律师，可是他们却是100%的服侍神。
But we need to pray for that.
可是我们必须要为这祷告。
God is looking for Samuels.
神在这边找撒母耳。
Who can tell us what time it is?
谁能告诉我这时间是什么？
Who can tell us God's point of view?
我们谁能告诉我们神的眼光是什么？
How can we come to recovery if we don't even know what he wants to recover?
我们如何能够恢复如果我们不知道他要恢复的是什么？
The voices of the next recovery is going to come out of that generation of young people.
在即将来的这个恢复的声音乃是从这个下一个世代里面开始。
But they need desperate mothers.
可是他们需要一个非常迫切的母亲。
On their knees praying for their children.
在他们的膝盖上面为着他们的儿女祷告。
Don't take it lightly. The school system will not prepare your children to be servants of God.
我们不要随随便便，这个现在的学校这个制度，它不会使为我们培养神的。
And the university will try with every ounce of its magnetic strength to pull them away from the Lord.
这个现在大学的制度里面是要用着每一个力量，使得这个我们这个下一代被从神的面前被。
We have way too many casualties already.
我们已经有太多的随便。
We need servants of God.
我们需要神的仆人。
We need Samuel.
我们需要撒母耳。
Where's the praying sisters?
在这个祷告的姊妹在哪里
？Where's the desperate ones?
这一个。迫切的这个祷告在哪里
？God can never revive until there's desperation.
唯有在这个迫切里面，神才能够复兴。
But if we pray aright,
如果我们祷告对的话
，God is preparing a generation.
神就预备了一个世代
，some Samuel,
一些撒母耳。
You know the story of Samuel.
我们知道撒母耳的故事。
Look at the contrast.
我们看见这个对照。
Here's a simple little boy.
他就是一个简单的童子。
He's got him a little ephod that his mom sewed for him.
他身上有一个以法德这个细麻衣。
He's so pure.
他是很纯洁。
He's in the house. He's mopping up and opening the door.
他在这个神的家中，他在地上拖地，然后在一边开门。
And every morning he says, "Praise God."
对，每天早上起来他都要敬拜神。
And he helps old Eli get around because Eli's big and fat and blind.
以利可能已经又老又重又胖，所以他就帮助以利到处走动。
The Bible says he was growing in the Lord.
可是圣经里面描述这个撒母耳，他乃是活在耶和华的面前。
There were Eli's sons.
那在那边呢有以利他的儿子。
Such a contrast.
是何等样的一个对照。
Corrupt.
是败坏
full-time servants
他们是全时间服侍的人
getting money out of people
可是却从人那边得着一些财物
And there's little Samuel, true servant of God
可是在那边有一个童子撒母耳他乃是真实神的仆人
loving God
他爱神
loving God's people
他爱神的百姓
they're in the house of God
他在神的家中
Oh, this is a precious vision
这是何等样奇妙的一个意象
But Samuel was lacking
可是撒母耳那边有个缺乏。
At the beginning of chapter 3, you see, he served God before Eli.
在这边讲到说他乃是在以利的面前服侍耶和华。
And why?
为什么
?Because he had no vision.
因为他那边还没有得着默示。
He was in the house of God, but he didn't know the Lord.
他在神的家中可是他却不自己认识神。
Now what does that mean?
那什么意思
?He'd never heard the Lord's voice.
因为他从来没有听到神的声音。
Oh, but you know the Lord when you're raised up in the house.
我们知道神因为我们在神的家中被抚养长大。
His cot was right there by the ark.
他的那个床就正好在那个约柜的旁边。
He knew how things went in the house of God.
他知道在神的家中该做些什么事。
Instinctively, God was building character into his life, just living in the atmosphere of the house of God.
就在这个家的环这个气氛里面成长，神在他的个性里面做工。
Many of our young people, they just were raised up in the atmosphere.
很多在我们当中年轻人就是在这个气氛里面被抚养长大。
Our young people are the only young people who can sit in a two-hour meeting.
我们的年轻人是能够坐在两个小时的聚会里面是很独特的。
Now in India, they sit for a six-hour meeting.
在印度呢，他们这个一个聚会是六个小时。
Our children need to be recovered some more, four more hours.
我们的年轻人也许需要能够更多被恢复，能够坐久一点。
Actually, after an hour, our young people know how to go out to the bathroom one by one and waste time out in the hall.
也许不过过了一个小时之后，这些孩子们大概就知道怎么样去找这个厕所。
But they're in the atmosphere.
可是在那边有一个气氛。
Oh, if they can gain some vision.
他们在那边能够得着意象。
Just to see something from God's point of view.
这是看见从神的角度来看事物。
And so we see this moment of consecration.
所以我们看见在这个奉献的这个时刻。
Samuel was prepared.
撒母耳在那边已经被预备了。
Samuel always presented himself to God.
撒母耳总是把自己献给神。
One night, God stood before Samuel.
有一天晚上，神站在撒母耳旁边。
Now you notice the first three times God spoke to Samuel.
我们看见前面三次神对撒母耳说话。
But the fourth time, God stood before Samuel and Samuel saw God.
第四次的时候是耶和华来站着，那 而且撒母耳看见神。
That's what changed his life.
在那个时候，在他生命里有个大的转变。
Now he saw his God and heard his voice.
在那个时候，他看见他的神，并且听见他的声音。
And do you know what happened?
你知道会发生什么事了吗？
The house was revived.
神的家就得着了复兴。
This is wonderful words there in 1 Samuel, you know. After the people heard about this,we read it before,、
okay.
at the end of chapter 3.
在第三章在最后那里。
And it says, verse 19, Samuel grew,and the Lord was with him and let none of his words fall. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel was confirmed as a prophet of the Lord.
十九节到二十节说，撒母耳长大了，耶和华与他同在，使他所说的话一句都不落空。从但到别示巴，所有的以色列人都知道耶和华立撒母耳为先知。
And the Lord appeared again at Shiloh.
耶和华又在示罗显现。
Now people started coming to the house of God. It was alive.
现在人又开始来到神的家中，因为在那边有生命，又活着起来。
They started saying, "We gotta go to Shiloh. We gotta go to Shiloh."
他们说，我们必须要到示罗，我们必须要去示罗。
We gotta offer our sacrifices.
我们必须要在那边奉献。
Because we can understand God's point of view.
因为在那边我们能够明白神的眼光。
There they were in the time of judges, up and down and up and down in a blindness of self work.
在世事时代，我们看见这个他们的属灵光景是起起伏伏，起起伏伏，充满了眼瞎，并且充满了自己的努力。
Do you sense actually the bittersweet reality here?
我们能够看见在这边查到在苦中带甜的那一个事实吗
？That all of Israel was touched by a little boy who could hear God.
所有的以色列人因着这一个能够听见神声音的童子，心中受感动。
Can you imagine they came to Shiloh and they bypassed Eli and went immediately to Samuel and said, "I have this problem, that problem. Please tell me, what does the Lord want me to do?"
我们能够想象这些以色列人，他们来到示罗的时候，他们看见以利在旁边，可他们就穿过去，直接来到这个童子撒母耳面前，说：“我该做什么？”
Samuel, just a little boy, so he put down his computer game and he prayed to God.
撒母耳他只不过是个童子，也许他就把在玩的电脑游戏先摆在一边，他就向主祷告。
Probably he had a computer game, how to arrange the tabernacle. You know, I don't know. But anyway, he prayed to God. God told him something. He told the people.
然后他就向主祷告，主就对他说话，他就对人传讲。
And the whole house of God was revived.
那神的家就得着了复兴。
Now why did God revive the house of God?
为什么神要复兴他的家？
Because he can't recover his work until first he revives the house of God.
因为神没有办法做他恢复的工作，他除非他先复兴他的家。
You know, I've studied, as you have probably, revivals throughout the world.
也许我们大家都读过有关于这个全球这个复兴的工作。
And here's the interesting thing you notice.
有一件事情我们也许大家注意到。
Revival never starts when people go out and preach the gospel.
这个复兴从来没有从那些出去传讲福音的那些人身上开始。
The revival starts when the house is quickened by revival in the Lord themselves, and then they go out and people come in.
这个复兴的工作总是从他的神的百姓，他们被这复兴的灵所点燃，然后这个复兴就出去。
So the house has to be revived in order for the work of God to be done.
所以这个神的家必须先被复兴，使得神的工作能够完成。
Samuel was a little boy, became a prophet.
撒母耳是一个童子，他成为了先知。
If you follow the story, God raised him up and made him a judge.
我们再继续看这个故事的话，我们看见神将他立起成为一个士师。
If you just look at one verse in chapter 7,
我们看第七章
and verse 13,
十三节。
And so the Philistines were subdued, and they did not come any more within the border of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel.
从此非利士人就被制服，不敢再入以色列人的境内。撒母耳做士师的时候，耶和华的手攻击非利士人。
So he went from having an ear to hear God.
他从所以撒母耳从能够有一个耳朵能够听见神
to going from his heart to having a voice speaking for God.
那使得他的心能够使他的口张开能够为神说话
to go from a heart that has the wisdom to judge the nation and deliver them from the hand of the Philistine.
使得他能够得着这个智慧能够
So you know he was a prophet and he was a judge.
所以我们知道他是一个先知,
and you know he also wrote the books, 1st and 2nd Samuel.
我们也知道他写了, 撒母耳记上,
most of the stuff that's in there is from Samuel.
里面许多的事实都是从撒母耳,
so he became a Bible writer.
他也写圣经,
pretty important stuff.
非常重要,
but what does the Bible say was his most important thing?
可是圣经里面讲到关乎他最重要的事是什么?
Not that he was a prophet.
不是他是先知,
not that he was a judge.
也不是他是士师,
not that he wrote a Bible.
也不是因为他写了圣经,
what's the most important thing in Samuel? You have to look later on in the Bible to see.
我们必须要再往后看才能看见关于撒母耳最重要的是什么?
In Psalm 99,
诗篇99篇,
you see what God's judgment about Samuel's greatness was.
我们能够看见神, 从神的眼光来看, 撒母耳最重要的地方是在哪里?
In Psalm 99, verse 6,
第六节,
Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called on his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them.
在他的祭司中有摩西和亚伦，在求告他名的人中有撒母耳，他们求告耶和华，他就应允他们。
In the record of posterity, three men are called the great intercessors of the Old Testament. Moses, Aaron, and Samuel.
在这个以色列人的历史里面，有三个人被称为最重要的代求者，乃是摩西、亚伦，还有撒母耳。
He was an intercessor.
他是一个代求者。
Okay, you don't believe me. So let's look in Jeremiah chapter 15.
我们看耶利米书15章。
Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 1. This is the Lord speaking himself.
这乃是主说他自己。
Then the Lord said to me, even though Moses and Samuel were to stand before me, my heart would not be with this people. Send them away from my presence. Let them go.
耶和华对我说,虽有摩西和撒母耳站在我面前代求,我的心也不顾惜这百姓,你将他们从我眼前赶出,叫他们去吧。
Oh, Samuel's heart became an intercessory heart.
撒母耳的心成为一个代求者的心。
And he brought revival and deliverance to the whole nation.
他把这个复兴带到以色列中间，成为以色列人的拯救。
What's the spiritual value of Samuel's ministry in Israel?
撒母耳向着以色列人的服事，他这个属灵的价值在哪里？
You know what it is?
你知道是什么吗？
The children of Israel were up and down throughout the judges, and Samuel, of course, was the last judge.
我们知道在属灵那个以色列人的光景是起起伏伏的，当然我们知道那个撒母耳是最后的一个士师。
Samuel stopped the up and down.
撒母耳阻止了这个起伏。
How?
如何?
He returned the hearts of God's people back to the Lord.
他使以色列人的心回转归向耶和华。There
were three tragic experiences where through Samuel they were turned into God's purpose.
有三次这个悲剧的情况使得以色列人的心借着撒母耳转向神。The
first thing they did was the men took the ark into battle and lost the ark.
第一件事情乃是那些人把这个约柜带到征战里面，然后这个约柜就失落了。Now
men are so stupid.
人是非常的愚蠢。You
know, they never listen to the sisters.
弟兄从来不听姊妹的。When
a time of crisis comes,
当碰到一些转机的时候,
men get like soldiers.
人那个弟兄们站起来就好像战士一样。They
don't listen to people say, let's pray first. They say, no, we got to take action.
他们从来不听人说我们该祷告，他们说我们现在就该做一些事情。They
took the ark, took it into the battle, and they lost it.
他们就把约柜带到征战里面，然后约柜就失落了。They
should have listened to their wives and said, no, don't take the ark.
他们实际上应该听他们的妻子，他们的妻子说，不要这么做。
And of course Samuel, I'm sure, said, no, don't take the ark.
当然撒母耳也这么说，不这么做。But
men do what men do.
可是人，男人就做男人做的事。That's
why men always get the church into trouble.
那就为什么弟兄总是
Now, what good is the house of God without the presence of God? But the men weren't thinking. And after the ark was lost, it says the people mourned over the loss of the ark. But what did Samuel say? He said, stop your mourning and turn your hearts back to the Lord.
撒母对他们说,你们不要再哭泣,应当回转归向耶和华。
And you know what the people did?
你知道他们做了什么吗?
They got rid of their idols and turned back to the Lord.
他们就除去他们的偶像,并且回转归向耶和华。
And that was the turning point in their battle against the Philistines. Like we read, the Philistines never were able to go into Israel from that time on.
就在那个时候,这就是非利士人没有办法再进到以色列境的那个转捩点。
And then the second great tragedy.
第二个悲剧,
what was that?
是什么?
The people wanted a king like the rest of the nations.
他们这个以色列民他们要一个王,
and as we know, men are going to do what they're going to do.
我们知道这个男人就要做男人做的事。
Samuel said, don't do it.
撒母说不要这么做。
The man said, get out of the way, Sam. We want a king.
这些男人就说, 不,你让开,站在一边,
so they went out, they found Saul, he was the best they could find.
所以他们就找着了扫罗,
and when they anointed Saul the king, Samuel had this to say.
撒母耳就有这么说,
you have dethroned God as your king, and you've taken Saul as your king.
他说,你已经不让神做你们的王,
and I don't think God is happy.
我不认为神对这事情很喜悦。
But you see the wheat field?
可是你看见那个麦田吗?
If you're not happy, mow the wheat field down. And hailstones came down and destroyed the wheat field.
如果神如果你不喜悦的话, 你就让那个冰雹下来打坏这个麦田。
And the people said, Samuel, Samuel, please pray for us to stop the hailstone or we're all going to die.
那这些人就跟撒母耳祷告说, 撒母耳, 为我们祷告, 使这个冰雹能够停止。
Samuel said, I will never stop praying for you. Turn your hearts to the Lord.
那个撒母耳说,
even with King Saul, if you will follow the Lord with all your heart, he will bless you.
就算是这个扫罗王,
and the people turned their hearts to the Lord.
所以以色列民他们就心转向神。
But then the third tragedy.
然后第三个悲剧,
King Saul was a dodo.
这个扫罗王不怎么样。
He didn't have a spiritual bone in his body.
他在他里面少了一根属灵的骨头。
He made all kinds of mistakes.
他犯了各样的错误。
He acted like the priest one time.
他有时候就有一次他自己做祭司。
He didn't obey God completely. He saved the king of Amalekites Cadillac.
他没有完全顺服神，他娶了那个亚玛力人王。
And he even went and talked to witches to try to find the will of God.
他甚至跟那个女巫 那个打交道,试着来寻求神的旨意。
What a dummy.
他是,
you should never choose a king who's tall. Because their brain very slow.
不要选一个特别高的人做王,因为比较慢。
But God said to Samuel, I have rejected Saul.
可是神对撒母耳说,我已经拒绝扫罗。
But of course Samuel had invested time in King Saul and he was sad.
所以当然撒母耳在扫罗身上花了许多的心血,所以他非常的悲伤。
And God came to Samuel one night when he was crying.
神有一次向着撒母耳显现,当他正在悲泣的时候。
You know, Samuel was a human being too.
我们知道撒母耳就好像人,就是人。
He would say, boo hoo hoo hoo, Saul's no good, Saul's no good.
他就这样子哭。
What did God say to Samuel?
那神怎么对撒母耳说?
Samuel, stop having a pity party.
他说,撒母耳,不要在一边悲伤了。
I got something for you to do.
我有一件事情要你做。
Samuel didn't know it, but he did the most important thing in his life.
撒母耳不知道,可是他所做的乃是他这一生中最重要的一件事。
As a matter of fact, we could fairly say that Samuel was born for this moment when he anointed David the king.
我们或者可以说撒母耳乃是为这件事情而生的，就是他高大卫作王。
Samuel was the vessel that brought in the kingdom to Israel.
撒母耳乃是带将国度带到以色列中间的那个器皿。
And there are some young people here.
在我们当中有年轻人。
If God is merciful,
神是有怜悯。
Who will bring recovery to the church.
神要把他的恢复的工作带到教会。
They'll see with a vision that we older ones can't see, whose vision has gone dim.
这个当这个年子长的这个异象的眼睛已经昏暗，看不清楚这异象的时候，这些年轻人要看见异象。
We need to pray for our young people because they are our most precious possession.
我们要为这年轻人祷告，因为他是在我们当中最宝贵的产业。
I'm 61 years old.
我61岁。
Do you think God's going to recover His church through me?
你相信神要借着我来恢复他的教会吗？
Now I know to Chinese 60 sounds very young.
我知道对中国人来讲60几岁还是非常年轻。
Matter of fact, for years I only could work with young people because I was only in my 50s. But now I'm 60, I can talk to adults.
我五十几岁的时候还是服侍年轻人，当我已经六十几岁的时候，我跟成年人讲话。
But I'm too old to bring recovery to the church.
可是我已经太老而不能将这个恢复的工作带到教会里。
God's looking for a corporate vessel.
神所要得着的乃是一个团体的器皿。
A corporate vessel within a generation.
这器皿里面是一个有是各同的世代。
Now, if you don't beat me up, you adults, you'll understand my next message and next message how old people have a part too.
当我在接下来的两堂最后一堂信息里面要讲到说这个年长的如何在这个恢复的工作里面有份。
But I think you've noticed,
可是我们注意到
every generation that God has laid hold of to recover something, they were always young people.
在每一个世代神得着并且要做他工作的常常是在一些年轻人身上。
So if you're over 50 years old, congratulations, you're part of auxiliary corps to help.The generation bring in recovery.
如果你已经超过五十岁的话，你是站在这个帮助的角色来扶持这些年轻人进入到恢复的工作。
You're too old now to be a soldier, but you can be intercessor.
也许你已经年纪太大，不能够成为战士，可是你能够成为那个代求者。
Actually, the older people are very, very valuable.
而年长的实际上是非常非常的有价值。
But that takes two more messages to get to.
可是必须要再讲两堂的信息。
Next time we look at Daniel.
下一次我们要看到但以理。
Young adults.
这一个年轻。
Absolutely crucial.
非常的重要。
They may be the generation.
他们或者就是那个时代。
I can't tell you what generation. Whether it's 14 years old, 26 years old, 32 years old.
我不知道这个是什么时候，也许是14，也许是26，也许是32。
Because I've seen all of these children from the time they were this high, and now they're getting old.
因为我看到很多孩子从这么矮，然后一直长到这么高。
But I must say, I do think there's a special generation that God has raised up, and they're now young adults.
我看到我们当中年轻的这些的成人们，我觉得这是非常特别的一个世代。
Now this is true not only here in Seattle, but it's true down in Southern California, and it's true on the East Coast of the United States, and it's true in Singapore, and it's true in other places. All the same age group.25 to 35 right now.
这一个年龄层的25岁到35岁，这不仅仅是在西雅图，也在南加州，还有在东岸，还有各地，这非常特别的。
We'll talk about that this evening.
我们今天晚上要再谈这个点。
That's the Daniel generation.
这乃是但以理的世代。
May the Lord bring recovery through them.
愿主将复兴带到他们中间。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Oh Lord, when we gain just a little vision of the state of the church, our hearts burden us.
主啊，当我们看到从异象中看到现在教会光景的时候，我们心里面是满了负担。
When we honestly face up to our own lukewarmness of spiritual condition, our hearts are convicted.
主啊，我们心里面受责备，当我们看见我们自己那不冷不热属灵的光景。
And when we see young people so transparent, so real before God.
主，当我们看见这些年轻人，他们向着主是何等样的单纯，何等样的透明。
We could only pray that you would raise up these precious ones to revive the whole house.
我们求你兴起这个世代，使得你的家能够得复兴。
Oh Lord, we want your life more than anything.
主啊，我们愿意，我们单单愿意得着你的生命。
We care not about our position.
我们不在意我们自己的地位。
We care not about our reputation.
我们不在意我们自己的名称。
But we want to live in the church of the living God.
主，我们愿意活在永生神的教会中。
Oh, recover the things that need recovering.
主啊，在我们当中恢复那必须要恢复的事。
And raise up young people with such purity of heart that they will not be denied.
让兴起这些年轻人，使他们有一个纯洁的心，而且不受到
May the presentation of their heart go to a consecration of their eyes that they might see what you desire.
愿他们心里面的线上能够带进到他们眼睛，使他们能够看见异象。
And may you raise up servants of the word who go from the heart to a speaking word that brings recovery.
愿你兴起那服侍你话语的仆人，使他们的心的奉献能够成为他口中的信息。
We pray for desperate sisters.
我们也为着那迫切的姊妹祷告。
Oh, the womb of the church teach us how to pray.
哦，愿你自己在教导我们如何祷告。
With us, it's impossible. With you, all things are possible.
对我们来说不可能的，可是对你没有难成的事。
Oh, raise us up in intercessory prayer.
兴起我们，使得我们能够成为代求者。
These are the last days.
在这末后的世代。
You have wonderful plans.
有一个美好的计划。
Reveal them to us.
将它开启在我们中
间。Let us be part of the last day move.
让我们在最后这个世代的动作里面，我们也有。
Not on the sideline.
不是你在旁边看。
But broken and right in the middle.
而是在其中。
This is our prayer.
这是我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.